Blog Talk Radio.
Foxy 107-104, the Triangle's only station for R&B and classic soul. Here's my man, Eric Benet, news for you on Foxy 107.1 and 104.3. Foxy presents Anthony Hamilton live in concert. It's just days away. The Soulful Summer Tour with special guests, Eric Benet, Marcus Canty. And it's going down June 8th at the Deepak. I want you, yes you, to keep listening for a chance to win free tickets. Foxy 107.1 and 104.3.
I was stupid, really stupid. Something told me deep inside, better not do it.
Triangle, get ready. You've waited, and now he's here. Back in the Triangle, national recording artist Anthony
Hamilton. Woke up this morning, found a letter that she wrote.
Anthony Hamilton live.
I'm glad the week is over. I need to get away.
Saturday night, June 8th at Deepak. It's Anthony Hamilton. Foxy 107-104.
This is your host, Ty Jones, and this is, yes, former host of Foxy 107-104, the Triangle's only station for R&B and classic soul. This is the podcast called The Voice, and I am your host, Ty Jones, and we have the lovely, lovely, most talented and beautiful actress. She's best known for appearing on the TV miniseries Hustle in Brooklyn. She's also worked as a singer. She's a rapper. She's a model. Let me say no more. Let's introduce and big up BSU alumni. Azia is in the building. What's up, Azia?
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. How are you doing?
Good. Can't complain. Working per usual. Staying busy.
Nice, nice, nice. So, Azia, you mentioned to me that you're in Texas. Are you in Texas touring? Are you doing a concert out there?
No. I'm not in Texas on work. I am just here, personal work, okay. But not. I don't have any shows or anything. My next show is this weekend in Bermuda. So I'll be flying
okay.
to Bermuda on Friday. Yeah.
Amazing. So is it like a tropical reggae type of thing? What's the theme in Bermuda?
Yes. You hit the nose,
okay.
The nail right on the head. It's a okay. BDA festival, mm-hmm. So it's mostly West Indian artists, Caribbean artists, and I
okay.
am one of the wonderful people that's performing. I'm excited. It's my first time going to Bermuda. My dad's going to be coming with
that
me.
Is amazing. That's got to be super, super fun. Please, I'm sure you're going to have a lot of pics on the gram. I follow you. I'm always throwing out those fire emojis. Been a huge supporter of you since I started watching the show, and it's just refreshing to see a young lady such as yourself carrying the torch of others that were the forerunners for the women in hip-hop, in music, like the Queen Latifahs and the Little Kims, and you remind me of one of those that just has that star power. I feel like you're going to be here. You're going to be a household name, and we're just, like, excited for you. So I'm really happy to have
thank
you here.
You.
Really, really. So
thank
tell
you, thank
me,
you, thank you, thank you,
Hustle
thank you.
In Brooklyn, how did that come about, Azia? How were you approached to be on Hustle in Brooklyn? Give us some insight for those that maybe don't know of the show or anything about the background. You want to share with our listeners about that?
Yeah. So truthfully, it's actually way more simple than everyone thinks. I mean, I've been working for a little while now. Just like, you know, working on my brand, building my brand. I've always wanted to be a household name. I just mm-hmm. never knew in what angle it was going to be or what angle was mm-hmm. going to work first. And mm-hmm. a casting director from Hustle in Brooklyn, her name is Ray, shout out to Ray. She hit me up on Instagram. She slid right up in my DMs and was like, hey,
okay.
working on this show about Brooklyn and would you ever consider doing reality TV? And I was like, yeah. She was like, well, I think that you should, you know, send the tape in and I'll share it with the head casting director. And I kept getting those phone calls back. And before you knew it, I was one of the main cast members on the show.
Nice, nice. So before the show, did you know some of the people that you meshed with, like Danny? Did you know Danny before Hustle in Brooklyn?
You know what? I actually knew of her. We weren't, like, really, like, friends, per se,
mm-hmm.
until maybe a few months before we actually started to film. So
okay.
Our friendship kind of developed during the show and maybe like a few months before the show, but not for like years or anything. I had dropped a song called Pull Up On You, and you know, she's Haitian.
Mm-hmm.
And she really liked it, and she's one of the people who like used to make videos to the song, post it, that kind of thing. But I didn't
okay.
know her before then. She liked my music, and we connected off Instagram.
Because you seem one of the most level-headed ones, I have to admit. You and Ivy, you two seem
kind of... Yeah, our parents
kind
did
of
a good job.
Yes, I have to admit. Big up to Brent. His name is Brent Toussaint. That's your father, correct?
Yep. Yep,
and
shout out to my
he's a famous producer himself. He's well known in the industry,
mm-hmm.
I could tell. Very good.
Yeah.
And big shout out to that. I saw him. That was so adorable. The two of you guys are in the studio, first episode. I see you, and he's like getting on you, and he's trying to school you. And you like giving the face like, okay, Dad, I got this. And I think that's amazing to show your strength. My daughter watches
mm-hmm.
the show. She's 13 years old. And she's like, wow, I love her. She's so cool. That's what I want to hear from the youth when they see a female. You just showed like, okay, I'm a woman, but no, just because I'm pretty, don't try to flirt. What are you doing? This is business.
Mm-hmm.
You had me dying. Like, that's, tell me about things like that. Have brothers, since you've been in this game for a minute, now you're getting all this exposure. How's the attention been on you with that you're getting, I'm sure? How is that?
It's so crazy because before the show, people really didn't know what type of my personality for. You can't really tell what type of person I am from my
mm-hmm.
Instagram, which is something that I'm working on. So it's more easily to digest, but I haven't gotten the hang of that part yet. But before the show, all types of guys used to reach out to me to, you know, try to talk to me, or in the most absurd ways too. But after the show, I guess when people see my personality, everyone approaches me with like a certain level of respect now. It's not like a, oh, she's just a pretty girl on Instagram, hey, I'm just shooting my shot.
Mm-hmm.
Or, oh, this girl does music, I'm just shooting my shot. So I guess the show
mm-hmm.
did a really good job of portraying that, like, you know, I respect myself, because the way people approach me now is entirely different. It's not the same. It's not like a, oh, I don't know if I could curse, but it's not like, hey girl, you know, you got a fat ass,
you can
hollow.
You can.
Like,
yeah,
it's not like that. It's like, hey, you know, how are you? Do you have a boyfriend? Are you interested? I do have a boyfriend. So they'll be like, okay, well, if it doesn't work out, hit me up. It's very like, I don't know, it's really respectful. It's cool though, because that's one of the things I noticed. I was like, dang, that's funny. People approach me with
yeah.
a whole nother level of respect. It's not the same, like, standing on your corner, hey, Ma, what's up, kind of vibe. I don't get that
right.
anymore.
Right. So you exposed a relationship on the show. Are you two still strong? Are you still with, or in that relationship? Or what's the status with that? You don't
what's
mind
the
me
tea?
Asking.
Yeah, we're, no, I don't mind. We are still together. We're still together. Our relationship is strong. We're fine. He's very
nice.
Supportive.
Nice. That's awesome, and that's good to have. So we have in the studio, this is Ty Jones, host of The Voice, and you can catch me right here on Blog Talk Radio. Studio line is 646-668-2718. We have Asia Toussaint in the studio. She is actress, model, rapper, popular song Pull Up On Ya. And Asia, give me some insight. What was the motivation behind, I love the video and the imagery behind you with the snakes. Tell my listeners about that song, the motivation behind the video. What inspired you to even do that?
So truthfully speaking, I used to be in a production group. Well, I used to be in a production deal a few years ago. I was in a duo with another girl. And that experience, I grew a lot in that experience. Of course, there's always growing pains in any type of relationship that you have. And
mm-hmm.
that was my first time experiencing, I don't want to say working with snakes, but like parting ways with someone or having to work with someone longer than you would in a personal setting. You know, like personally, you might not like a person or you might not be getting along with the person, but in your work setting, you kind of just making it work because you have a, it's bigger than you, right? It's bigger than your own personal agenda. Like you're both working towards a goal. And that song came from a conversation with my friend. His name is Fresh. He was also a part of the production company at the time. He's on his own now too, doing amazing things. But I flew out to LA. I told him that I wanted to work on some songs, and we both share that, you know, common interest of basically like eating with snakes or sharing your plate with snakes. Basically, you know, you not liking someone or not really agreeing with the type of person that they are, but you're still eating with them at the table. And it just turned into a song. And the video, once the song was done, I have a background in scene set design and creative direction as well. And once the song was done, it was like, oh, I know exactly how I'm going to do this. So I wanted to play on a lot of biblical references with, like, you know, Jesus and the Last Supper. But instead of, like, eating with disciples, I was literally eating with, like, snakes. The horse thing just happened. That was God. God was like, here you go, girl, sprinkles. We were shooting in the park. For real, I swear. We were shooting in the park, and we were doing the snake scene, and then a horse walked by. I never see horses in Prospect Park in Brooklyn, ever. Like, there, we have a horse ranch in New York, in Brooklyn, but not Prospect Park. And there were riding horses that day, riding horses back and forth, and I was like, no, I got to get a scene with this, too. And it just worked out. And
that's nice. That's
me getting
that
all
was
those
fire.
Snakes. Yeah, yeah, literally.
How was that?
Even the snakes.
Are you comfortable working with those snakes? Like, how was that?
It was.
How was that?
So easy. It was really, really easy. I'm super spiritual, so like everything around me for the most part is just like on my vibe, I guess. And the snakes were comfortable. They were super comfortable. They were really active. Some snakes were more active than others. But yeah, they weren't, they didn't like snap. I didn't get bit. I mean, one of the snakes peed on me. I guess he was really comfortable.
Oh my God.
But it was cool.
Okay.
It wasn't as frightening as people would think or make it seem. It was like holding a cat or a dog.
So I love that. Like it just was like very authentic. It's definitely appropriate for the era of the political stance we have right now, who's in office in life. And I'm like, yo, her song is just right on point for so many things that are going on in the world today. So you're definitely hitting it in every area when it comes to just staying current, staying fresh and hot. And then the fashion is on fire. Tell me, who are some of your inspirations? Are you repping a boutique? Are you a brand ambassador? What's up with the fashion aspect of you?
Yes. So my sister, Terry Mack, she has a store in Brooklyn. She basically gives me unlimited access to whatever I need. And during my time of being a creative director and scene set design, I was a stylist too. So we had a company, a multifaceted company, but it basically was supplying people with cool clothes, cool ideas, and cool creative direction. So styling is like not something that is far-fetched for me. The reason why I stopped being a stylist was because I was tired of making people have my style or giving them my swag. And I was like, I don't want to do this anymore. But she gives me complete access to everything that she has in her store. So I get to just go there and pick things. Or if I have this crazy cool idea, she helps me bring it to life, or she'll tap into her resources to make it happen. And that's how I just stay kind of authentic to myself. I'm not really forced to, you know, work with the same people that everyone else is working with. And I get to kind of just be true to me. I've been fortunate enough to have a team of people who just understand who I am and let me be myself.
Well, that's important, and I think that's what's happening with you all being on BET. Because I remember when I saw you all, I'm not quite sure if you was on the carpet that evening, but when I first saw some of the cast members of Hustle in Brooklyn, I was watching BET's the award ceremony with Tisha Campbell and Tashina Arnold. They hosted it that year, the BET Awards, and the guys, like, I
the
think
hip-hop
it was... Right. and it was BT, and it was on BT, and who was it? It was Santos, and I think Darnell, correct?
It was Santos, Darnell. Santos, Darnell, Ivy, myself, and I think Baggy. Yeah, Baggy, too. It was five of us.
That must
was Baggy
been
part
exciting.
Of it?
How
no, no, no.
That?
It wasn't Baggy. It was just us four. It was good. It was really, really good. It was really easy. Reading from a teleprompter is way harder than people. Way harder than
what if you can't see? What if you? We don't got 20/20. You're not allowed to wear glasses. Can you see from a distance? How was it?
Well, it's kind of close.
With...
So.
Okay.
What'd you say? How was it mingling with who?
With some of you guys are new breakout stars, and you come to award ceremonies. How is it rubbing elbows with? Because others. Than just musicians, you're rubbing elbows now with actresses, models. Like, how's that for you? How are you feeling fitting into everything?
That felt like second nature, kind of like the first day of school. Like, who's the new kids? That's what it felt like. But we got to meet a lot of cool people. Everyone was really nice, really respectful. We connected with some cool people at the awards, and I mean, a lot of us already know people in the industry too. So it's just really for consumers and the world really getting like a look at who we are. But a lot of us know a lot of people in the industry, like Santos and Darnell, they're behind the scenes for a lot of things. Ivy's a girl that's behind the scenes as well. She works for a record label. So some of these people are already like, you know, have relationships, and some of these people are already our friends. But
so
I saw you
and some of the other cast members on the Breakfast Club. And you all look super, super comfortable. I love Charlamagne Tha God and Angela Yee and Envy. Being on shows with a big platform such as that, do you feel like in your mind, I've arrived, where I'm arriving? Has that sunk into you as of yet?
It feels like I'm arriving. I still don't feel like I have arrived or that I'm, like, reached my full potential. I feel like I'm barely scratching the surface. I feel like there's so much more that, like, I have to do. I feel like I've opened a door, like the screen door. I opened the screen door, but I don't feel like I'm, like, in the house sitting down at the table yet. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like it's coming. It's coming, and I'm on my way, and I'm doing all the right things. And as long as I stay consistent and persistent and proactive and not reactive, I'm going to be where I want to be in the world.
I like that. So, Asia, for those that are listening, you're listening to Ty Jones on iHeartRadio, Spotify. You're going to hear this. Asia, BET breakout star for the reality TV series. If you haven't heard about it, you can catch it on demand on BET. And it's called Hustle in Brooklyn. Season 2 is on the way, am I right, Asia?
Yep, they haven't gave us a start date yet, but we're waiting to see.
Okay. So, with that said, have you been getting approached by any other networks or any other reality TV series? Do you see yourself wanting to jump on, like, Love and Hip Hop? What's up? What do you see?
Yeah, so I have been approached by other networks. Contractually, I can't discuss which ones, but it has been more than one. I am still looking to be on TV, so you'll see me soon.
Nice. That's awesome. So now, if you had to tell the world right now and those that are listening that may have just been catching you for the first time, who is Asia the rapper?
Who is Asia the rapper? Asia's herself.
Yeah.
She's a multifaceted girl. Powerful, confident, strong. She can sing, she can rap, she can dance, she can act. She has multiple businesses that she works with. I'm coming out with a makeup line. It launches next month, called Brownies Couture. It is geared towards women of color. You know, I noticed that there was a problem that I was having in terms of finding nude lipsticks for myself. And I'm having trouble with that. Yeah.
Really?
I always have to mix shades, and there aren't ever any nudes for brown girls. So I came up with a line to fix that problem, and I'm excited about that. That's coming out soon.
That's a black girl melanin magic right there. I can appreciate that. I, too, Asia, love makeup, and I happen to be a certified artist for MAC Cosmetics. I worked for MAC for years. And
Oh, good. So we've got to get you some lipsticks and lip glosses, too.
Please do. I would rock those with equipment because I love all – I sport all color lipsticks. I don't care if it's purple, teal. It can be fire engine red or even black. I'll bust it on my lips. So definitely keep me up on that. And I would like to continue to see your progress. I'm anticipating the new season of Hustle in Brooklyn because last season kind of ended kind of rough with you and Danny. And what's the situation like currently? Are you, you know, I know you're far removed from that situation, but do people still ask you of that beef or things that were dramatic with the show itself? And
actually,
were you expecting things like that to happen, Asia? Was that a surprise to you yourself?
Oh, no. I was super surprised. I was very
surprised. And,
okay.
Yeah, people still ask me, but, I mean, like I tell everyone else, I've never really respected anyone in my life. So, I mean,
mm-hmm.
It kind of ended where it started.
Okay. I saw that. I mean, I saw every episode, but I was like, poor child, she lost her tampons, too. My goodness. But I guess that goes with the territory. Like, what's going on in the world? And
yeah.
I never understood. There's an error currently going on in Instagram where you have an Insta-famous person, and no disrespect, but the other young lady, Danny, she was supposed to be, I guess, some up-and-coming comedian or Insta-famous person, but integrity-wise, as a sister of color,
she wasn't repping us.
No, like, it was just crazy. So when I saw your loyalty, and even when others was like, yo, why are you messing with her? You was like, oh, I'm going to give her a shot, give her a chance. And I'm like, yo, she's mad. You have the patience of Job. So how is it with the other young lady? What's her name? She's a dark-skinned one. She works
Alicia?
As a PR, I think. Yes.
Alicia.
Yes. What's the story with her? It's just crazy to me, so I'm going to let you take it from there. What's the story with Alicia and her interaction? It's like she rubs people the wrong way. Or is that supposed to be how it goes? I mean,
I think that she just has a strong personality. She means well.
Okay.
She doesn't, you know, Alicia doesn't mean any harm. She just
mm-hmm.
wants to get the job done. And her getting the job done is more important to her than being thoughtful about someone else's feelings. And I can respect that. I mean, it's New York City. Imagine if you had to think about everybody else's feelings before you did something. That takes
you
a lot of work.
Yeah, it takes a lot of work.
So she doesn't really care about if this is going to bother you or what ideally is supposed to be right or protocol. She just wants to get the job done.
So the coming out of the couple, is his name Randy?
Mm-hmm.
What's his name? That was beautiful.
Randy and Marco.
And I think that was amazing. I also love his fashion sense, and I noticed that you are a big fashionista, and I did not realize. I saw you in the boutique. I didn't know that you had that much ties, and all of this talent that you're displaying is definitely black girl power. If you had to tell any young lady that is aspiring to work in the industry, such as following footsteps as yourself, what advice would you give them? What type of things should they study? What would you suggest?
I would suggest studying the things that relate to them the most, the things that
mm-hmm.
they may naturally like and naturally gravitate to, and kind of just look at things from a broader scale. Like, literally,
mm-hmm.
life itself is inspirational. Like, anything. Like, mm-hmm. go outside, and I know it sounds cliche. I don't know if you talk to, like, a lot of artists or painters, but you can literally go outside and look at the sky and see a shape, and it's like, oh, cool, I want to do something like this, or a house, or a tree, or literally
mm-hmm.
anything. So you just have to be open and willing to be inspired so you can be inspired. It's not really about
now, have you
art. It's kind of just about living.
I like how you said that, and that's definitely coming from an artist perspective, and I can respect that. I like to draw, have a niece that draws and a sister, and I've seen my niece. She's only 15 years old, but she paints so beautifully, and the stuff that comes on a piece of canvas when she does it is amazing, and I'm like,
right,
very, you know, amazed at her talent. So I want to thank you for being on the show, and I also wanted
thank
to
you
just
for having
ask you.
Me.
Oh mm-hmm. No, you're quite welcome. I also wanted to ask you a quick thing. I saw an ad from Macy's. Are you doing or
mm-hmm.
partnering with Macy's with anything currently?
So I actually was at something called the Trevor Project. Are you familiar with them?
No, fill me in.
Okay, so the Trevor Project is a huge organization that gives for the LGBT community, LGBTQ
okay.
now community, and they have a hotline, like a crisis hotline, where you can call in and 24 hours a day if you ever need to express yourself about anything. And they had
okay.
a huge banquet where they were gaining donations to open up more facilities, more locations so people could call in all over the U.S. And it was super dope. Macy's was one of the sponsors for the event. And we got to make these really cool ads as, you know, influencers and just kind of spread the word about the Trevor Project itself in association with Macy's. And it was during Pride Month.
Okay. That's pretty cool. That's very impactful.
Yeah.
I didn't even know a platform such as that existed, but it's very serious what's going on in the world today, either in the LGBT community. Hate crimes are at an all-time high. And the world itself right now, you have to be very proactive with what you want to stand for.
Yes.
So big
yep.
up for you for that. That's amazing. That's really amazing.
Thank you.
So, and I wanted to also ask, there is, who is designing some of you? Are you styling yourself? Are you styling some of yourself, or you have a stylist?
No, it's me. So the closest thing I have to a stylist is Terry Mack. And she's the
okay.
owner of her store, the same store that I was telling you about before, where basically I have access.
Okay.
So she helps me with things. Sometimes she has cool ideas and she wants to bring them to life. We'll, you know, tweak it, put my sauce on it, and then we'll come up with something. But for the most part, it's me. Even with designing costumes, like you saw on the show,
mm-hmm.
I designed those costumes, made those costumes.
Now,
Adria, really
where can they find... You are super, super creative. Like, I love some of the shades you would rock with some of the outfits and, you know, the little bra bustiers. Where can they find Terry Mack's boutique? Where is it located?
It's located in Brooklyn. So it's 1581 Pitkin Avenue in
okay.
Brooklyn, New York.
And, awesome. And where, for those that have never heard of Adria, maybe tonight's the first time they've heard of her, where can they find you on your social media platforms, Adria?
Yes, you can check me out. My website is iamazia.com. So that's iamazia.com. And you can check out my Instagram, which is azia.im. And make sure you guys check out my makeup line as well, Brownies Couture by Adria. That launches next month, and that's me.
I'm definitely going to follow that. I just started following you. Thanks for... Yo, some of these colors are freaking amazing. I love the chocolate.
Yes.
The first
they're all
is the brown
all
lip.
They're all shades, girl. Mm-hmm.
That is fire.
Yeah.
I love that chocolate. I'm definitely going to have to purchase. So can you purchase directly from this IG, is there a link that you can order from to get?
There will be, yep, so starting next month, there will be a link. You'll be able to purchase from Instagram. You'll be able to purchase from Facebook. You'll be able to purchase on my website. It'll all link back to my website, which is the Brownies Couture website, its own website, and there will be a link from my website pointing people to the Brownies Couture website, too. But, yep, you'll be able
you
to purchase
girl.
Right off Instagram.
You go. I am so super proud. You know I'm going to be blowing you up now because you are VSU.
Thank you.
And all of us, one
yes,
thing I
VSU.
Have to admit to you, like, VSU, like, I entered VSU in 1991. So I'm taking it way back. I'm a little bit of an old head, but I appreciate it. And I tell you, I'll be going this October. Homecoming is October 18th through the 20th, and I will be in the building. I'm not quite sure, have you ever performed at a VSU homecoming? Have you done anything over at the state since you left?
Last homecoming, they did a tailgate. So I performed at the Def Jam Undisputed tailgate concert. But, yeah, we'll see what's up this year. I might come back this year.
I hope to see you there. And if you're in the area, we definitely do tailgating. Our tailgating happens in the parking lot of where the Village, those dormitories are. That's where we all set up.
Yeah, the Village, yep.
Yeah, where we set up, definitely. And then Friday night, we do a meet and greet party at a restaurant because one of our alumnus, he's a chef, and his food is amazing.
Cool.
So he throws DJ Brucey B from the Bronx. It's Brucey B and DJ Mike Checka. He's a native of Virginia, but he's an alumni from VSU. And when I worked in radio, I used to do voice drops for Mike when we were young. He used to come to the studio, and I was that voice that everybody wanted to use on their drops. Like, yo, Todd, give me this sexy voice drop. I need you to do this type of drop.
Yeah, no,
so,
you have that covered for sure.
I love my HBCU, so you don't know how hype I am. I'm going to be bragging about you, and I'm like, yo, she is VSU peoples. We are like, we got another one. And VSU is doing so many amazing things. It's so beautiful to go to a HBCU. So tell some of the listeners tonight, what was your experience, and what did you appreciate the most about attending a HBCU?
My favorite thing about going to state, for real, was just the college community, how many different organizations there were on campus, and just how active all the students were. I don't think I could have gotten that anywhere else. All my friends who have gone to other colleges that weren't like HBCUs, their college experiences were cool too, but I don't know. You don't get to experience the band and just the how many different social clubs there are. It's not just Greek life, and that's like the only thing that matters. Like, everyone literally matters in their own individual way. And it's just so much culture, like, so much swag.
What did you do? What type of affiliations did you have on campus? Did you connect with any clubs?
Yes, so I'm a part of the Betterman Brothers and Sisters, of course, BBS.
Nice.
And I'm also a part of Kurojo Modeling Agency.
Nice. I like that. See, this is beautiful. Azia, I want to thank you so much for being a guest on my show this evening. You're definitely Black Girl Magic. And I want to say, from someone on the outside looking in, you've always portrayed yourself in a very positive light with your creativity, showing other young women that there are possibilities for them and they don't have to sell themselves short in a sexual manner to where they're being, you know, degraded. You actually give sisters empowerment, and that is something beautiful to see. So I want to just continue to pray for you, for your success. I know, like, you rock as a Black girl, and I want to thank you for being a guest on the show today.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. I receive and accept everything that you're saying. Thank you. And thank you, everyone, for listening.
So another thing, I did notice there's one more thing I had to ask. You have a festival that's happening, the BDA, but I also noticed you have something coming up August 3rd. What's that about, the BDA Summer Festival? Is that the same thing?
Yeah, that's the same thing. That's the one in Bermuda. So that's where I'll be going.
Okay. So all of these are typically just backgrounds of Haitian, Jamaican, Trinidadian. Is this all island music only, exclusively?
No, not exclusively, because I do a little bit of everything, but a lot of the artists that are on the festival is West Indian or has some sort of West Indian background or Caribbean music.
So you have in a background of being West Haitian. Do you have another aspect of your life, another audience that you're trying to hit when you do your festival such as this? Do you have, like, another fan base altogether?
No, I'm just myself. So whoever likes my music likes my music. I don't, like, gear towards only Haitian people or gear towards a specific genre of music. Like, Quincy Jones says, it's only two genres, good music and bad music. And I put myself in the category of good music. So if you like it, I like it.
Now, would you be afraid to freestyle and hit a bar for me so I can hear, so everybody can hear something of Asia, whether it's a freestyle or just hearing you just go at it real quick before you exit the show?
I got two lines for you. I can't do nothing around me. I only want my real ones around me. Make sure you guys check out my new song, Creeps and Snakes. I'm actually about to go in the gym right now, work out. My trainer's sitting outside waiting for me, like, come on, girl. But I'm about to go work out. But yes, thank you for having me so much. I really appreciate it. Stay tuned.
Yes.
Let me know when you go to VSU. I'm probably going to be down there for homecoming anyway, so it would be great to catch up and get a pic. And yes.
I will definitely pull up on you, and I will invite you to come over to the tailgating. So if we could give you a shout out. Appreciate everyone. Everyone, this is Asia, actress, model, singer. She's on the show BET's Hustle in Brooklyn. Catch her on IG. And this is Ty Jones, the voice of the people. And we're signing off. Good night and God bless. Thank you, Asia.
Good night. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Peace.